Here is Patty Duke with a guidepost for Christmas.
This is the story of two small brothers who had between them the secret of happiness, and a young man named Paul Fuller who learned it from them. Paul, a salesman, was not much on giving, but he knew how to take. One year, just before Christmas, Paul's older brother gave him a new automobile. On Christmas Eve, Paul came out of his office and saw a street urchin walking around the shiny new car, admiring it. "Is this your car, mister?" the boy asked. Paul nodded. "My brother gave it to me for Christmas." The boy looked astounded.
"You mean your brother gave it to you, and it didn't cost you nothing? Gosh, I wish..."
He hesitated, and Paul knew what he was going to wish. He was going to wish he had a brother like that. But what the boy said jarred Paul, all the way down to his heels.
"I wish," the boy went on, "that I could be a brother like that."
Paul looked at the boy in astonishment. Then, impulsively, he said, "Would you like to ride in my automobile?"
"Oh, yes," the boy replied quickly. "I'd love that."
They hardly started the ride when the urchin turned, with his eyes aglow, and said,
"Mister, would you mind driving in front of my house?"
Paul smiled a little. He thought he knew what the boy wanted. He wanted to show his neighbors that he could ride home in a big new automobile. But Paul was wrong again.
"Will you stop right where those steps are?" the boy asked.
He ran up the steps. Then, in a little while, Paul heard him coming back. But he was not coming fast. He was carrying his little brother. The smaller boy held a crutch. He was crippled by polio. The big brother sat him down on the bottom step, then sort of squeezed up against him and pointed to the car.
"There she is, buddy, just like I told you. The man's brother gave it to him for Christmas, and it didn't cost him a cent. Someday I'm going to give you one just like it. Then you can see for yourself all the pretty things in Christmas windows I've been trying to tell you about."
Paul got out and lifted the smaller boy and his crutch to the front seat of his car. The older brother, his eyes shining, climbed in beside him, and the three of them began an unforgettable holiday ride. And for the first time that Christmas Eve, Paul learned what Jesus meant when he said, "It is more blessed to give."